A college guidance program in the city of York is wrapping up its 10th year, helping more than 150 students get to college during that time. The people running the program say success goes beyond grades and SAT scores and hinges on helping kids deal with social issues. As part of our series, Grappling with Racial Tension, Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports.
In a classroom at William Penn High School, college acceptance letters cover a bulletin board taking up almost an entire wall.
Coppin, IUP, West Virginia, Towson, Westchester, Bowie, Lincoln, Spelman.
That's Mike Smith showing me the letters. They're for students in the local YWCA's Quantum Opportunities Program, which he runs. The program lets students earn money toward college by getting good grades and being accountable for their time outside school. They can bank up to $750 a year, plus $50 for every time they make honor roll.
Next year, I'm thinking about changing it to, it's this little thing that they call A's for J's. So A's will get you a pair of Jordans. Maybe in a year or so, it might be a financial situation because after a while, they'll all gravitate to that higher standard. That's how I got them from 2.0s to the average now is 3.7 graduating.
The program also provides SAT prep, college tours, and other support for overcoming obstacles kids face in a city like York.
These kids know more people that went to jail than to college. That shouldn't be.
York's violent crime rate ranks 8th in the state, its poverty rate is 37%, and at William Penn, the police department has a full substation on a heavily traveled hallway.
All I want them to do is have options. When you got options, you know, you can figure out what you want to do.
As part of his job, Smith talks with families about where to send their kids to high school. For some, the York County School of Technology is a better academic option than their local public high school. Others choose tech so they can jump right into the workforce after graduating. But Smith says parents have become more hesitant recently about their kids going to tech due to something that happened there last fall. Senior Delicia Marshall, who's in Smith's program, recalled the day after the 2016 election.
It was like as soon as he won, we all knew the next day people were going to act up. And as soon as we went to school, it really was a problem. You got there and they're like, oh yeah, Trump won, Trump won.
That morning, a video was shot of York Tech students carrying a Trump sign through the hall while another shouted, "White power," from the edge of the frame.
White power!
The clip went viral.
I'm trying to sell the education piece. Regardless of that, even when you go to college, you're not going to be able to control how people act.
Yeah, it's really not a bad school. It really isn't. It's a good school.
That's Marshall jumping into the conversation with Smith.
Yeah, it always had like a reputation for being racist. You're thinking, okay, yeah, tech used to be racist, okay, but there's a lot of African-American and Hispanics that go to tech now, so you're like, okay, maybe it's not gonna be like that anymore. But then you do get there and you do experience that a little bit and you're like, you don't know how to deal with it because you never dealt with it before.
For Marshall, this incident the day after the election was the culmination of racial tension that had been building for months. Something stronger than what she described as the typical undercurrent at Tech, where the student body is 65% white, the majority, but still more diverse than the county overall.
School overall is good, and I'm glad that I went to that school because I learned a lot of things, not only about myself, but about school and about how I could further my education. It's just it's the select few of the student body that if you don't know how to deal with it, it could break you.
Marshall, who's going to college this fall out of state, was not among the dozens of students who left school early that day or maybe even stayed home the next because they felt unsafe. This gets to one of the points that Smith focuses on.
I really condition them to take that on their back. Don't let it stop them from being able to, because it's, you know, you're going to run across it here and there throughout life. It's just part of it.
Over the past decade, Smith has worked with over 150 teenagers, and all of them have gone to college. For him, success goes beyond grades. He also mentors the kids on how to deal with social issues, including racial tension.
At that age, I wish I would have knew what I knew now. So what I do is take what I know as a 49-year-old man, coming up being a minority, all my experiences, and I give it to them so that when they face it, some of the stuff that I give them, they won't even face yet until later. But they'll have the equipment to be able to make the right decisions.
Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.